The Royal Observatory was commissioned by King Charles II in 1675, and the foundation stone was laid on the 10th of August in that year. It was in the same year that Charles created the position of Astronomer Royal to serve as the director of the observatory. John Flamsteed was the first Astronomer Royal, and the observatory itself was referred to as Flamsteed House in his honor. The first purpose-built scientific research facility in Britain, it was designed by Christopher Wren and built at a cost of £520, £20 over budget. The main purpose of the observatory was to measure and monitor time, and the most famous aspect of the observatory comes from this purpose, the prime meridian. At 0 degrees longitude, the Greenwich meridian marks the point where all time around the world is measured. The prime meridian was established in 1851 and gained international usage by 1884. For centuries, people measured time using nature, sunrise and sunset, moon phases, and the changing seasons. But eventually this all changed, beginning here in Greenwich. Ancient Egyptians, in about 2,000 years BC, noticed that the regularity of stars in the sky could be used to help measure time throughout the night. They observed 36 stars that appeared throughout the night on the horizon in groups of three. Every time another group of three stars appeared, it was one unit of time. Since the 36 stars were divided into groups of three, it gave 12 time periods, which is why today we divide day and night into 12 hours. During the day, they measured the passing of time by putting a long stick in the sand and observing as its shadow passed 12 marks on the ground. This method helped them dividing each day and night, but the length of 1 hour changed throughout the year and was problematic to use in northern countries where clouds often cover the sun and the stars. In medieval Europe, church bells informed people what time of day it was by summoning people for different kinds of prayers, and by using one chime for each hour during the day. Their timekeeping was important. People needed to know the exact time so they could plan their work at the fields accordingly, by knowing how much daylight they had left to complete their day's work. At first, for centuries, hours were unequal, varying throughout the year and geographically. When mechanical clocks became more precise, they could measure equal hours regardless of the time of day, and keep correct rhythm. So, now the hour was the same everywhere, but when to start counting? There were so many different options. Sunrise or sunset were the most common suggestions because these moments were easy to spot. But again, they varied with geography as well as seasonal changes throughout the year. When astronomical and communication tools got more advanced, the beginning of the day was set at noon. And it was only in the 20th century that we began using midnight as the start of the day. This is where the time ball comes in. Now, assuming you're at the top of the hill, look for the large white 24-hour clock near the black gate of the observatory. Head over there for your view of the prime meridian and the 1 o'clock ball, and play the next clip.